Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We are finally coming out of the deep freeze we were in for pretty much all of February. 43 days below freezing in some parts of the state, 5-degree averages in Montpelier and Rutland. But there are going to be some casualties of the cold weather, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. Foresters in the Great Smoky Mountains of Tennessee are expressing excitement that a big forest pest, the hemlock woolly adelgid, may have been felled by the frigid temps. So what about here in Vermont? Are we seeing damaging invasive die-offs? To find out, we are checking in now with Jim Esden, a forester in Vermont's Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation. We've actually pulled him out of a forestry conference he's attending in Maine. So, Jim, thank you so much for making time for us.
Well, I'm glad to do it. Thank you for having me.
Cold temperatures are pretty common in Vermont, as we all know, and most of the plant and animal life around here has developed ways to adapt to cold winters. But some species do die off in really cold weather. How cold does it have to be for the hemlock woolly adelgid to die off?
Oh, boy, you're starting with the hard question.
Why not?
Yeah. There are several variables in the equation, and one of them has to do with just how cold it actually gets. But some of the other variables include how quickly the temperature changes, how long it stays down very low, and very important, when that cold snap occurs in the insect's life history, as they mature and approach egg-bearing age, they begin to lose some of their cold hardiness. And this winter's cold has been close to optimal in all three of those areas, and so we've experienced between 97 and 99% of the insects that were active through the early winter have been killed by this cold that we've had this winter.
So not just the adelgid, but all insects you're talking about there.
Oh, forgive me. I when I said insects, I meant the adelgid.
Okay, so but in the 90s, you think of the adelgids that were active at the beginning of the winter and may have been killed off. The sad part is we're not getting rid of them completely. So can you talk a little bit about the asexual reproduction and how tenacious they are?
Yeah, that's part of what makes hemlock woolly adelgid so invasive, is that they have two generations each year. The winter generation is the one that's experienced this high mortality rate, but even if one or two survive, because they reproduce asexually, all of the adelgids are females, and they bear eggs that don't need to be fertilized. So even if just one survives, she will bear eggs, and the next generation will begin to recover from the high mortality rate we experienced this winter.
The hemlock woolly adelgid is in Vermont, but it's not widespread throughout the state yet. It's mostly down in southern Vermont. So could this winter's cold temperatures at least stop or slow its spread?
We really believe that is what's happening. That the cold winter temperatures are slowing down the rate of spread and also slowing down the amount of time that it would take for a tree to succumb. We actually haven't yet seen tree mortality. We are beginning to see trees that are showing signs of decline, but we haven't really attributed tree mortality directly to hemlock woolly adelgid yet.
So how worried should we be for the state's hemlock trees, given that you have not yet seen tree mortality due to this invasive pest?
Well, because hemlock trees are so valuable as a foundation species, I think it's something to be very concerned with.
You're also worried about another pest that affects the hemlocks, and you describe this pest and the adelgid together as sort of a 1-2 punch. And I hadn't heard about this before. It's the elongate hemlock scale. So when you have both of them on a tree, it's really damaging?
That's correct. Yeah, they both damage the tree. They feed on different parts of the tree, but combined, they can put particular stress on trees.
And is there any way to deal with either of these at this point?
Well, yeah, keep praying for cold weather. there are some things that we can do. The big thing is to try to just keep the trees as free of other stresses as possible. Healthy trees seem to be able to endure the stresses that the adelgid or the scale insect put on the trees. So for those that have, say, a tree in the backyard, if you can water it during times of drought, if you can raise the lawnmower so that the blades don't cut the roots as you mow your lawn, those kind of things can give trees a little bit of an extra help. If a tree becomes infested, there are, for those that are of the persuasion to use insecticides, there are some very effective chemical insecticides. There's one that's actually an organic material that is approved for use in Vermont. And there are some things on the horizon, biological controls. There are some predatory beetles that we've released in three different sites in Vermont. And then there are some fungi that are actually native organisms that are still being, they're still being experimented with, but they've been shown to kill hemlock woolly adelgid. Huh. And some researchers at UVM are trying to figure out how to introduce those to infested branches in a way that, you know, is practical.
Jim, we only have like literally 10 seconds, but I just want to ask you quickly if we're seeing any die-offs from ticks. This is now considered a human pest. Cold can affect ticks, but snow cover can help insulate them. So any chance we're going to see fewer ticks this year?
Well, I'm not a tick expert, but my guess is that we had so much snow that most of them will be fairly well insulated from the brutal cold. And my suspicion is that we will have a normal tick year.
Well, that's a disappointing way to end the segment. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Well, I wish I had better news, but
Jim Esden. Jim is a forester with the Vermont Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And that will wrap up today's show. Tomorrow, we are going to be in a chili frenzy. The Vermont Chili Festival is this Saturday in Middlebury. But tomorrow, we're going to have chefs and foodies on the show who can help you make an outstanding pot of chili. We're going to tackle all of the questions you've ever had, like should you use ketchup, add beans, fresh chilies, or powders. Plus, we'll be having our very own VPR chili cook-off. You don't want to miss it, so tune in tomorrow at noon. And thanks for listening today.